With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
We've been talking about Parramatta's preseason. We all want to find out first and foremost, Shawnee, if he is back, just like Cam Munster and Jerome Hughes at Melbourne Storm, a teammate of his during an epic series, Pacific Nations series win for New Zealand. Dill, thanks for joining us, brother.
What's up, boys? How are we?
Good, mate. How are you in particular? How are you? So, like I mentioned a couple of things there. Just coming off a very successful Kiwis campaign, knocking off Australia in the final over in Waikato. How was that, brother?
Yeah, look, bro, it was a lot of fun. You know, any sort of success against Australia is pretty cool, and we knew we could get the job done, and it took us two games to do that. But you know, we're pretty stoked, and bro, it's a good feeling at the end of the year.
After that first game, Dill, when you played the Aussies, I think it was down in Melbourne, was that a bit of a ruse from the Kiwi boys and the Kiwi coaching staff to sort of, you know, not go 100%? They obviously didn't get the win, but then fronted up a week later on home soil, where, and I know not many people gave you a chance to keep that game close, let alone win, but you turned up, and obviously we know the scoreline, how it finished, a resounding victory with the Kiwis. Was that first game a bit of a ruse, and were you going in confident, thinking you're going to be able to knock off the Aussies?
Well, I think you're spot on, eh? Like, I think the one thing we realised from that game is we could learn a lot. You know, we played not to our best, and Australia played a pretty unreal game that game. So for us to just, you know, go back through the week and actually understand that we didn't play our best and there's heaps much more to give us, or for us to give, was a pretty good feeling. And, yeah, that's what gave us confidence going into the next game. And, yeah, look, we didn't expect 30-0, but, you know, give them a good challenge.
Speaking of the transition from the two games, obviously a big part of that is Madge, Michael Maguire. He's been part of the camp for feels about 5 or 6 years now, Dill, and you would have been underneath him for the majority of that time. He's officially stood down, and all the rumours are that he's going to be taking over New South Wales. Tell us a little bit about Madge, what he's done for New Zealand Rugby League, and, you know, what sort of relationship you had with him in the camp, and obviously must be a little bit sad because, you know, just coming off a really successful campaign and now he's going to move on.
Yeah. It's an opportunity, you know, that Madge had always wanted. You know, it's, you know, it's the top of the top, you know, being an Origin coach. And look, there's no hard feelings there. We had a discussion about that. He had the opportunity to go and do that, but he put his full attention into us for, like you said, 5-6 years, and he's always been passionate. He's never just dipped his toe in. He's always understood. He's always actually really tried to get into the Kiwi culture. I don't know if many people knew, but he actually went over a week before and indulged himself in the culture. You know, he went to some marais, he went to villages. He understood, went and learnt about, you know, the Māori language and whatnot. So that just shows the respect he has for New Zealand, and I think that shows in his coaching too. So I'm happy for him, mate. Like, he's gone and made that decision, and there's no hard feelings there. But, yeah, we appreciate everything he's done for us.
Just on Madge, he's pretty famous for a spray. Saw a few of those in the doco when he was at West. Were you ever on the receiving end of a famous Madge spray, Dill, or is there any of the other boys ever cop one?
I've seen him blow up like in the sheds and stuff. He does some wicked ones. He, like I said, he's pretty passionate. It's pretty hard to hold back, it seems, for him, you know, when he's got something to say. But he can change from like one, like 0 to 100 real quick, hey? So it's always unexpected, and it's always pretty funny. But he definitely gives it to you. He knows how to challenge you when you need to. But yeah, nah, he's just a passionate coach.
Speaking of passionate coaches and little angry men, how's me little mate Brad Arthur? And have you been back in to see the boys for the run home at SEN? Fletch and Joel have been talking about the boys training the house down I text Gutho early in the week. I think they had an army camp. Have you had a chance to get back in and see the boys at Parramatta yet? Obviously, a big season coming up too, Dill.
Yeah, actually, I was due back Monday. Oh, Wednesday. Well, I got a call from Brad, and he said, there's a camp. the camp on Thursday. I think you should come in, like, you know, start of the week and, you know, get some training done before that. So I'm sitting there wigging out the whole time, eh? Like, got to get in there, body's got to get ready and all that. But we had a pretty tough week, and then the camp actually only ended up, we went into the team room, and there was just a laptop, and it said, push this button at 10:55. So all the players are in there wigging out, as you can imagine. And then this big this big thing pops up, and it's like, Wiseman's in, be there 12:30, don't be late. And it's just photos of all the boys having beers.
Oh, nice.
So we're like, what the f***? Anyways, we head up there, we got there, and we started having a few beers of lunch. And we're all pretty edgy, you know, like, we don't know what's going on. Like, are they trying to, like, get us wasted before we go, you know, go on a massive hike or something? But no, it ended up not being too bad. They took us over, and we spoke a bit about the Eels, what it meant to us, while we're staying in this like little ski resort thing.
Yep.
It was pretty low maintenance. There's a few tents up. The boys had to sleep in tents. No mattresses. We had to keep a fire going the whole time. Like, there was a few rules and whatnot, but yeah, it was nothing crazy. So no, we're pretty stoked to get away with that.
Talk us through your off-season, because yours has probably been a little bit different to a few others. Dill, obviously, Parra missed the finals, but then, so you get a break after that, but then you have to obviously front back up for the Kiwis. Just talk us through sort of what, you know, did you have some time off immediately? Did you travel anywhere? And then how's it been getting back into it?
Yeah, obviously, a year to forget. So, not forget, a year to learn from. So I actually spent quite a lot of time in Sydney. We went over to Bali for a bit, as you do. It's just so easy to head over there with some mates and relax, get away from footy. And then, like you said, I had to come straight back into Kiwi. So it's a little bit hard to go from, you know, training all the time, playing to holiday and then back into international footy. But, now we got it done.
Yeah, so many changes the year before too, Dill, right? You had the draw at the start of the year. Obviously, a couple of players, in particular, Maddo, misses some games early on in the year, and then there were a few injuries. So it is a year to learn from. A few Parramatta fans, I'm sure, are listening in. Must be excited about a big 2024. Great signs for you getting back in so early, because I know that you boys, you didn't mention it, but like when you play test footy, you get given a little bit more time off. So for you to be coming in so early in the preseason, when you're probably due back in January, sort of shows what sort of mindset you're in for 2024.
Our team can do some good things there. I really believe that, and I'm really excited. We've got the old Morgan Harper and Kamatui Langi there now too, so two good boys that are already ripping in at training, and well, I can't wait, eh?
All right, well, all the best, Dill. Thanks for calling in, brother. And, you know, being an ex-Parramatta Eels player, I'm always sort of rooting for you guys, between you and Manly. So looking for a big bounce-back season next year, brother.
Heaps of love, boys. Appreciate it.
Cheers, Dill.